Blog Talk Radio.
Already, oh my God, we're about to go into March. Welcome to the Tarot Today radio show here on the Psychic Talk Network. I'm Dax Carlisle, coming to you live from Tucson, Arizona. And I am a tarot advisor, numerologist, and professional hypnotist. And here she is, my fabulous co-host. She is the Vice President for Certification for the Tarot Guild, Crystal Keeper, Rock Hound, Crystal Reiki Master, and Tarot Master Mary Brown. Hey, Mary.
Dad. Hey, how are you? Happy
Hello.
Saturday, everybody. Woohoo. It's leap
Yay.
Day. Happy leap day.
Yes. Yes, it is leap day. I completely forgot it was leap year, but hey, I mean, you're lucky that I know that it's Saturday, so I made it on to the radio show. Because all the days just blend together. In fact, I think that contributes. I think that's why time just seems, you know, the last few years, time just seems like it's blaring by. Like, I mean, it's March.
I know.
What's up with that?
Almost.
Didn't we just have
New Year? I know. I think it's a holiday kind of thing where you have it, what it feels like is like a couple months of holidays. Where you're just celebrating, and then you're like, okay, the new year, I can relax, and then it just like flies by.
Yeah.
But I don't know, you know, is time moving quicker or are we moving slower? You know, that's what I wonder. Sometimes I feel like I'm moving slower.
And what does it mean when there's a leap year? I mean, think about that. Okay, the 29th, so 2 plus 9 is 11. That's the master illuminator number. So every year that there's leap year, every 4 years, and like people that are born on a leap year, you know, born on the 29th of February, on, you know, leap day, born on leap day, let's just say it that way, they're always a master number 11. Have you ever thought about that? I mean, there are two also, because 1 plus 1 reduces to 2.
Right.
So life path 2. But when you get a master number before the final reduction, when you're looking at someone's life path, that's significant. Mm. You want to pay attention to that. So they're really here for a higher purpose. They're supposed to be teaching, you know, they're supposed to be illuminating the rest of us. What do you think of that?
Well, what I think of it, I'll tell you, my father, who was 100% Irish and, you know, 100% screw up, he was a leap day baby. And so it makes me really think about what happens when somebody works the other side of that. You know, everything that they're supposed to be doing, supposed to be illuminating us. What if it's like they go dark, you know, because that was my dad.
Right.
I think it's interesting.
People, I explain to people what their numerology chart means. And of course, it's not just the life path number. It's 9 numbers. And, you know, it's like a natal chart in astrology. You don't just look at the sun sign. You have to look at the whole chart. Well, it's the same thing with numerology. But when I explain a lot of this to people, they either go, oh man, that is so dead on, that is so me, or it's completely the opposite. It's like, I am 180 degrees different from that. And it's like, well, yeah, there's two sides to every coin. You know, you're working the negative energy. You know, you're paddling upstream,
yeah,
basically.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, it's amazing. You know, down in, you know, south of here, but still in Texas, they have a town where there was just like a ton of leap day babies born. You know, like, I guess, generation after generation. So what they do now is every 4 years on Leap Day, they have a 4-day celebration, and people from all over the world come. They're the Leapsters. So shout out to the Leapsters, everyone born on the 29th. And I think it's
so cool.
You know, there's something magical about it to me. You know, I think there's something unusual, and I think it's something that's either – you know, either the person has like this really, you know, they are the master illuminator. They do these wonderful things and they have kind of a charmed life, or they're so bad, it's like the opposite of all of that, you know, and there's bad luck, bad luck, bad luck. But it's funny, you know, because in the 5th century in Ireland, right, they started a tradition that where women could propose to men on Leap Day. And it's kind of a funny story because at that time, supposedly what happened, and who knows, right? You know, we weren't there, but supposedly St. Bridget of Kildare was arguing that women were languishing away, waiting for their shy beau to get the nerve to pop the question. And so she asked St. Patrick to give a day that the women might be able to propose themselves. And finally, they settled on Leap Day, and supposedly St. Bridget then immediately proposed to St. Patrick, and who knows if that really happened. Obviously, it didn't, but there's all these kind of cool traditions around the world that, like, about this idea of women being able to propose to men. Now, of course, this is modern times. They can do that anyway, but they would have all of these different things, like in Denmark, if the woman proposed and the man turned her down, he was supposed to give her 12 pairs of gloves, you know, to hide the horror of not having an engagement ring, right? I mean, they're kind of funny. And in Finland, you know, they had to give enough fabric to make a skirt. And, you know, but in some countries, in Greece and Scotland and Germany, Leap Day was considered, like, unlucky. Unlucky for love, and in Scotland especially, it was supposed to, you know, those born on Leap Day would live a life of suffering, and it was a bad year for livestock. And in Germany, it was just like, it's a leap year, it's going to be cold. You know, so it's kind of funny that there's all these kind of, you know, wild ideas about the idea of it being like an unusual thing happening in our calendar and only happening every 4 years. But I think it's so fascinating, Dex, get this, right, that you and I, we weren't even thinking about leap day, leap year, any of that stuff, right, when we came up for today's psychic spin topic, okay, this idea of this repeating signal. And here it is, we're actually going to talk about this on leap day in a leap year, which is its own sort of repeating thing, you know, every 4 years. Isn't that weird?
Well, that's right. And not only that, you know, it being the 29th, the Master Illuminator Day, it's just perfect that we're going to be talking about that.
Yeah, I think it's synchronicity.
Mm-hmm. I just think when it's something that's not all the time, not common, like leap day in the calendar, things like that, you know, that only happen infrequently, you know, even things like Mercury retrograde. I think we ascribe meaning, and, you know, mm-hmm. you get all these different traditions, all these different mythologies, and we ascribe meaning to it when there's nothing there really. you know, with a lot of this stuff.
Absolutely. It's hard to, you know, it's hard to say. I think, you know, we have that kind of inherent thing where we're, you know, we want the world to make sense. We want
right.
things to have meaning. And so we sometimes come up with some wild ideas about
but you know what's
fascinating? What it does mean.
But you know what's fascinating also? It's like, you know, what came first, the chicken or the egg? Our ascribing meaning or attaching meaning or ideas or myths to certain things in and of itself creates that. In other words, it makes it happen. It gives it meaning then. When even if there was nothing there originally, we give it meaning simply by our focus, attention, ideas, you know, all that kind of stuff like that. And
yeah.
So we're actually creating that. So it does have meaning, right?
Absolutely. I think so.
Hello. I need to drive up. I just thought things were
awesome.
And it's interesting too, because this fast radio burst, that repeating signal that we're going to be talking about, it goes through four day cycles of regular activity, and then goes through a 12-day period of silence. And so I thought the idea of 4-day cycles, leap year every 4 years, I'm like, man, there's like, I don't know, you know, maybe it means nothing, right? Maybe, you know, it's just a coincidence, if you believe there are just coincidences. I myself tend to think there's something to it.
Yes, and that's what I love about our psychic spin segment is when there's topics in the news or things on our collective minds, you know, like I guess the big thing now is the coronavirus, and, you know, maybe we'll hit that with a psychic spin soon. But things that are in the news, you know, we can do our psychic spin segment. And if you're new to the show and are not familiar with that, it's where, you know, we take a look at current events, things in the news. And, you know, we can put a psychic spin on it because we can use numerology and intuition, tarot cards, oracle cards, you know, a whole pendulums. I mean, you name it. You know, we can use a whole bunch of different tools and skills to take a look at something, whereas everybody else has to just speculate. You know, the talking heads on the news programs, you know, can just talk and talk and talk and speculate, you know. But we can actually take a look, put a psychic spin on it. Yeah. Yeah, and so this was a really good one. You're the one that noticed this in the news. I didn't even notice this, and then as soon as you told me, then I start seeing it everywhere. But so do you want to tell folks about? But before we go there, we've been having such a great time chatting here, Mary. I completely forgot to mention we are a live call-in show. You can call us on the phone. 714-816-4628 if you're listening live, and you can chat with us and you can ask us questions about Reiki and energy healing and angels and tarot and numerology and oracle cards and, I mean, hypnosis. We have everything covered between Mary and I. And you can also call in for a mini tarot reading. We'd love to do that with you. Let me give you the phone number again. It's 714-816-4628. Press the number 1 when you get through. So as soon as you get through, if you press 1 on your dial pad, that lets us know you want to be live on air. It puts you in the queue, and the calls in the order that they come in. We also have the chat room open on the Tarot Guild website. Our Friday and Saturday shows are sponsored by the Tarot Guild, now in our 16th year. You can go over to thetarotguild.com, and it's free to join our website. It's not just an ordinary website, though, folks. It's a social networking community website, so it has all the features like the big social media platforms like Facebook. It's like Facebook for tarot. It has all that, and it's free to join. So you can just go over to thetarotguild.com, and if you click on chat in the navigation bar or simply type in your browser thetarotguild.com/chat, it's going to take you to our chat room. You can pop in there, and you can comment on the show. You can ask questions. You can even ask for a mini reading right there from the chat room. But, of course, we would prefer to talk to you live on air on the phone. So give us a call, 714-816-4628. Remember to press 1 on your dial pad. We'd love to chat with you. Before we do the mysterious signals from deep space, we have somebody that's been holding on for a half hour. Do you want to take a phone call real quick, and then we'll do that psychic spin?
Let's do it.
Awesome sauce. Okay, so it looks like area code 267. Hello, caller. Are you there? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Donna. I'm calling from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
And, hi, Donna.
Hi.
I was born in Philadelphia. Oh,
well, wow. It's a great city.
Yeah.
What I wanted to ask you, I've been working 7 years now. It's a hospital. I've been doing housekeeping. There's like stuff going on around me. They stop you if they see you sitting. They call it not obeying the rules, but it's really ridiculous. Could you tell me what you see around it? Like, I've gotten right up. I'm 57 years old, and I've gotten so many times, and I've been here 7 years and never got one except for when this new management is coming in. And the coworkers, too, are going against each other.
Oh, that's not good. Not a good work situation there. But Donna, what was it again? What's the rules? What did they say that you are breaking, or, you know, what's going on again?
Well, like, stupid, like, you can't put your cart away until 3:15. So one time I put it away at 8:00 and got written up for that. And the supervisor, the manager gets on her, I don't know, and has back-to-back-to-back discharges, do this, and it's just like, it's getting to be too much. I'm tired, and I do want to look somewhere else. I'm going to start, but I don't know.
Yeah. So
what do you want to know? Do you want to know if it's going to get better there, or do you want us to look at, like, new job opportunities and how that job search is going to go?
What do you see is this about? Is it people just turning on other people, trying to get them in trouble, or?
You know, I'm getting the Emperor, and I have the feeling, you know, the first gut instinct was that, you know, these people just need to get a life. Okay, they live to control things, you know. That's the situation, you know. And I'm getting all of these cards like the Five of Cups and the Five of Pentacles and things like that. And it's indicating it, you know, it's just not a good situation. And then I've got the Two of Wands, and he's holding the globe, and he's looking off in the distance. You know, that's if there's a card about, you know, looking for a new job, that's the card. And after that, we got the Six of Wands, literally the success card. So, it's saying that, look, this is a bad situation. What's going on? It's personalities. It's the supervisors, you know, flexing their control. They want to micromanage. I mean, come on, the difference between putting something away 8 minutes after the hour versus 15 minutes after the hour, that is just ludicrous. So when it's that bad, that means that it's micromanaging. And yes, it's bad. No, you're never going to change these people. I'm sorry. You know, I mean, if they were your subordinates, you might be able to counsel them and work on it, you know, but they are the people in charge. They're going to do it their way, period. You know, and yeah, you know, some of us are too seasoned to deal with this kind of stuff. I feel you there, Donna. And so, yeah, the cards are strongly indicating that you definitely should be looking for a different place to work. My God, you have a lifetime of experience, not just, you know, what you've been doing lately and you know, necessarily exactly the same kind of work, but you have all this other life experience that's valuable, and that you can find a much better working situation. And if you shift your focus to that, then we've got the Six of Wands. We've got the success card showing up. Let's see what Mary's getting.
Yeah, you know, so what I'm getting is really interesting. It's really just saying, you know, in a nutshell, that you're going to be happier elsewhere. Also, the other thing that comes up here is kind of a time frame of when might be the best time to transition into a new job, and it's pointing to the time of Leo, so that is like July, August time frame. The Ten of Cups comes up in the outcome, you know, if you choose to look elsewhere, and that's a card of like really, you know, emotional fulfillment, being happy. Again, we get the Strength card as well. And then the other thing that comes up is, you know, it's just a question for you to like think about is like in this current situation there, which I think Dax really, you know, kind of explained pretty well, like, you know, what's going on there with the micromanaging and stuff. I want you to also, you know, think about and see what you can do for yourself to guard against that kind of stress affecting your health. Because I do feel like it's not a healthy situation. Not that it's just annoying, but wow, it could, you know, that kind of stress isn't very, very good for us. So there's some things to think about.
Right, like I would like, this isn't my personality anyway, so it could be just coming to a head, maybe it's a push. Like, I would like to, like, get dressed every day and rent out apartments, you know, apartment complexes, you know, showing people apartments and stuff, because I had applied for that before, and nothing happened, but, you know, that was only one time. But you know, I could do other stuff behind the desk.
And you can look at it as an opportunity. I mean, this is a good time to shift your focus from this situation to how you want it to be. And so now you have the luxury of looking for not just a better position, but you can really look for something that you really want to do, as opposed to just doing whatever. You know, you can really, really put some thought into this. You can take out a piece of paper, write down all the details of, you know, what you'd rather be doing, where you'd rather be working, the type of environment, you know, how do the coworkers interact? How do the supervisors interact? You know, or are you even working in that situation? Maybe you're working in a place that's, you know, really small. There's only one or two other people, you know, it's some other kind of situation, you know, or maybe you're running your own business, taking the value that you have and creating value for other people by solving problems for somebody else, you know, and just doing it yourself. This is the time to shift the focus. And the more you shift the focus away from the current situation with the job you're in now, the less you will draw that in your life, and the more you'll draw in whatever you focus on that you actually want. So it's an opportunity, actually, right now. Well, I hope that helped
right.
you out, Donna. We got to get going. And
thanks for calling.
Appreciate this phone call. Yeah.
Okay, thank
Enjoy
you.
Enjoy the rest of your weekend. And let us know, you know, let us know how you got on there, and if you know, get a new position, something along those lines. We'd love to hear back. Okay, and so that opens another line at 714-816-4628. You can get into the caller queue. Press number 1 on your dial pad to get into the queue. And we'd be happy to take your call. But before we go back to the phone calls, we promised to talk about the mysterious signals from deep space. We're going to do a psychic spin segment. And if you missed the beginning of the show, that's the segment where we take a look at something on our collective consciousness, on our minds, whether it's, you know, current events, something in the news, and we put a psychic spin on it, because we could pull cards on that, Mary.
Yes. Yes, we can.
Hey,
and speaking of pulling cards, I wanted to just mention really, really quick before I get into the topic is also join our Psychic Talk Radio Facebook group. You know, we post a card of the day there every day, and today's card of the day is from the Guardian Angel Reading Cards by Debbie Malone, and it's the Angel of Grounding. So if you're feeling a little weird on this leap day, get out there, do some earthing, connect with nature, whatever it is that makes you feel grounded and centered and together. And you can find us by going to psychictalk.net/Facebook, or you can look for us on Facebook, Psychic Talk Radio Facebook group. And so, on to this mysterious
awesome.
Repeating signal.
Yes. Yeah. I was wondering, I'm sorry, I'm going in two different directions here. My mind is freaking out. You know, it's like
okay.
I didn't know that you were going to do the card of the day right now. And it's like, oh, well, wait, I got to get my card of the day and numerology out of the way, too. So, you know, we already talked about it being the 29th, and it's the Master Illuminator number 11. And it's also that two energy of partnerships. But what I didn't mention yet is that the entire date adds up to 17, and 1 plus 7 is 8. So it's a day of abundance, that double four, double structure. It's abundance, and the card of the day that I got is the Ace of Pentacles. So this is a perfect day to work on abundance in your life, especially around finances and career and business. And there's that new opportunity. That's what aces are. And you can go out there and, you know, this is the day to work on that new business. You know, like we were just talking to Donna, you know, maybe you need to, you know, you're 57 years old. You have a lifetime of experience. Maybe you need to see, okay, how can I create value for somebody else and then create a business around that? So this is the perfect day for Donna and for everybody listening out there to do that. So what I was saying earlier was, do you want to set this up? Because
yes,
we need to let people.
Yes.
People don't even know what we're talking about, and
well,
so
let me
tell
you.
Articles.
Yeah, you know, it's been in the news for about a month now or so, and basically what it is, there was this mysterious repeating radio signal from space that was revealed last year. It's now the Source Galaxy. And the location's not like any of the other ones that they've seen. So astronomers, astrophysicists, they're going to have to rethink what they thought they knew about these weird signals that we hear occasionally from space. And what's really interesting is that this is repeating. And they've traced it back to a spiral galaxy located 500 million light years from Earth. and making it the closest known source of one of these fast radio bursts that we've had. And it's emanating specifically from a region just 7 light years across, and a region that's alive with star formations. There's a lot going on in that galaxy, and they really don't understand it. And what's really weird is it's got the 16-day repeating cycle. So it'll be repeating for 4 days, and then it'll go quiet for 12, and then back to 4 days in a row, and then quiet for 12. And so that's really strange, right? Because we usually think, okay, pulsars, all these things going on in space are usually what, you know, these signals, we assume, are the source of these signals. But to have it repeating like that, like clockwork, man, that makes you wonder, like, how does that happen? Is there not maybe some intelligence behind that? I don't know. Do you know? We're
going to
do a psychic spin and find out. Right. See what we can find out about it. So it's really interesting.
Well,
it's very unique, unusual.
I mean, we receive radio signals all the time because there's just the background radiation of the entire universe. And you get these signals that are generated from the background radiation. Then you've got the pulsars, you know, but not this type of thing. You know, it's so different. It's so different. So we can, you know, do a psychic spin on that, pull some cards, see, you know, is there significance to it? Is it from an intelligent source and so forth? The thing about these signals, though, it's like, you know, a lot of the movies that have included something like this, like Contact or
That's a good example.
There was a bunch of different movies like that. You
Independence Day. Remember that?
Independence Day. Yep. Signals from space. You know, but the thing is, it's not just the fact that it has a cycle to it, but these signals had encoded information, and that's the thing that I'm. That we're not seeing. We're not seeing anything with encoded, you know, advanced mathematics or something that at least that's discernible at this point, you know. So that makes me wonder, you know, it's like, okay, so a repeating signal. Yeah, so what? You know, I mean, maybe there's a pulsar that goes behind a whole cloud of planets every 16 days and then comes back out again. I don't know. It could be something else.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying it's aliens, but it's aliens. But, you know, I think is interesting too is it's coming from a spiral galaxy. So it seems to me, you know, there's so many cycles that happen in our spiral galaxy that maybe, you know, it's something due to the nature of that particular galaxy. Who knows? But should we pull some cards on it? Let's see what is it that we can find out? What do we need to know about this repeating signal?
Let's take a look here. Oh, interestingly enough, my card of the day, the Ace of Pentacles, shows up in this reading.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And oh, my God. Okay, this is so weird because you got the Ace of Coins. And so, you know, Ace of Pentacles, sometimes called the Ace of Coins. So you think of a coin and you think of, hey, it's a toss-up. It could go either way. And that's literally what's going on here. As I look at it as a yes, no spread, I got 2 yeses, 2 no's, and then the Ace of Coins, which is literally the toss up card. As I've mentioned on the show before in my method of reading on the radio shows, the Ace cards are literally a 1 card and odds are taken as a no. However, the aces, you know, the essence of what an ace is and it being a new opportunity and a very positive card can go either way. It could be a yes or it could be a no. And then the other four cards are evenly yes, no. So I'm not getting a strong yes or a strong no. Is there significance to this radio signal? Is it from intelligent life? You know, I'm just not getting that. However, you know, there's some clues in here. One of the cards I got that was a yes card is actually the Two of Cups. And when you look at the traditional Waite-Smith version, it's two individuals come, you know, moving towards each other and coming together, meeting. You know, so is this an opportunity to meet somebody else out there besides us? I don't know. What are you getting in your cards?
I also got the Two of Cups. Which is wild.
You're kidding me. I love when we get the synchronicity.
I got the Two of Cups, and I also got the Justice card, and I also got the High Priestess. So there's a lot of duality with all three of those cards to me, you know. The Justice card is interesting. Well, see, and there you go. There's another example of that kind of balanced duality kind of thing. You know, when I first looked at the Justice card, it made me think of cause and effect. You know, so I do think that there's there's obviously like a cause for it, you know, and the effect is this burst repeating. The Two of Cups to me, I thought maybe this is caused by the interaction, you know, of two different bodies, maybe, you know, like planetary bodies or, you know, something causing that. But what's really interesting is the Nine of Swords comes up in the center of everything. So I feel like, you know, it's saying like, okay, you know, we don't lose sleep over this. Like, you know, keep it in check. Keep that balance. The High Priestess coming up first to me in the past position is like saying like somebody's already got kind of an inkling about this. And we end with the King of Pentacles. And so to me, what that's saying is like, we may end up having an answer to this. The other thing about the King of Pentacles to me as being the final outcome is a sort of idea of, it's so funny, you know, in the Voyager deck, the King of Pentacles is called the Man of Worlds. And so, I don't know why, but I was just like, uh-oh, you know. So, you know, I do get the feeling that somebody already, you know, has an inkling of what this is. And if they follow their intuition, and that may very well be an astronomer working on this. There's astronomers that specialize in fast radio bursts. That could be it. But I think we're going to have an answer, and I think we need to just, you know, kind of, you know, keep it in check, not fall into conspiracy theories yet or freak out, you know. But I think it's fascinating, but I think this is a cause and effect thing caused by the interaction of two different bodies. So maybe a moon of a planet in that spiral galaxy 500 light years away. But it would be great if we end up meeting someone.
Right. And, you know, getting the Two of Cups, I think that's a strong indication of that as a possibility. And then, you know, my Ace of Coins, that's a new opportunity. And my central focus card is actually the Nine of Wands, which suggests to me that we're ready. We're ready for first contact now. You know, we've been building up to this for a long time.
Yeah.
You know, ever since... Wait, who did the first story of going to the moon? Was it Jules Verne or contemplation of, you know, going to space and all of that.
We've been thinking about it a long time.
It's we are well over 100 years, and we've been speculating, you know, all through the especially starting with the middle of the, you know, the 20th century, and, you know, you had the War of the Worlds radio broadcast, and they thought we actually were being invaded, you know, and then of course all the science fiction that's come since then for, you know, 50,
oh, yeah.
70 years, you know, and so much about that, you know, so much that it's really, we're prepared now. I mean, you know, I mean, if an alien beams down in front of almost anybody's house, it's not going to be a big deal like it would have been 100 years ago. It's going to be like, oh, hi, I'm George. What's your name? You know, welcome to my part of the galaxy. You know.
Exactly. I mean,
yep.
You
and
know.
That's what
and
the cards are suggesting.
Yeah, and I think, you know, that idea of, like, balance and, you know, it seems to be such a prominent thing in the cards I got, and then you said you got the Temperance card as well. So, you know, this could be, you know, just the beginning of an opportunity that helps, like, kind of, you know, create a balance between us. Because to me, the idea that we're living here thinking we're the only ones in the entire cosmos and the entire universe and even in our entire galaxy, I think is really one-sided, you know? And so we need that balance to know that there's others, you know, we really do, because we get kind of carried away being the only ones, I think.
Right, right. So there you go, folks, the psychic spin segment of the show, Mysterious Signals from Deep Space. And we were able to put our psychic spin on that. All righty. So give us a call, 714-816-4628. If you've been sitting on the fence, listening live, and wondering if you should call in, this is the time to do that, because we're going to be going to phone calls shortly. 714-816-4628. Don't forget to press 1 on your dial pad. Press 1. If you're Skyping in, open your Skype app, open the dial pad, press 1. That way it puts you into the caller queue, and we take the calls in the order that they come in. Before we go there, though, I want to let everyone know about some of the shows coming up the rest of this week. Of course, tomorrow's Sunday, but the Angelic Realm show is on hiatus, and the next show on Sunday is going to be Sharona Rapsik. Magic Universe, and that'll be the following Sunday, next Sunday, so March 8th. And her special guest will be none other than the fabulous Mary Brown. That's right.
Ta-da!
Mary's going to be her guest next Sunday. Yeah, yeah. But we do have a live show on Monday, and it's Compassionate Light with Catherine Hahn. And she's welcoming us to March. Hello, March. So tune in, and she's going to have the energy of the month and take your phone calls. And then I'll be back on Friday with Dr. Rose. We're taking your phone calls and open lines and readings. Plus, we're going to be talking about why you need a life coach. Dr. Rose and I are both certified life coaches, and we'll be chatting about that. And then Saturday, March 7th, we're already into March here. Oh, my God. The premiere episode of There's a Rock for That with Mary Brown. It's actually a relaunch, because Mary had a show of the same name for years. Yes. And so all you crystal keepers and rock hounds, you're going to want to tune in for Mary's first show Saturday, March 7th. There's a Rock for That. And you'll be introducing the show, explaining what it's all about. What are you going to talk about on the show, on the premiere?
On the premiere, just going to kind of talk about, you know, why it's coming back and how excited I am and kind of what people can expect. And, yeah, it is also a live call-in show, so people are welcome to call in for free mini readings or to talk about stones, crystals, rocks, any questions that you might have. I will try to answer them, and if I don't have an answer for you right away, I will track one down, because that's the thing that I love about doing a show about stones and crystals, is like you know, it's an immense amount of information that's out there. And so any crystal question, I feel like there is an answer. We can find the answer, but don't know it right away. But, yeah, I'm really excited
right.
about it. And the thing that's kind of different is that the mini readings I'm going to be doing using crystals, doing crystal divination. You know, I have a set of crystal dice.
Yeah.
And also, you know, crystal cards and stuff. So it'll be like a chance to get kind of a different kind of reading.
Something different. Yeah, absolutely. And that is Mary's monthly radio show. So it's the first Saturday of every month. Will be There's a Rock for that. And, of course, she had a monthly show. But, you know, our Saturday show here was Psychic Saturdays, and with the 10th anniversary of our first ever radio show, we thought it was apropos to rename the Saturday show Tarot Today Radio, go back to our original title of our very first show, Tarot Today. And so it makes perfect sense that, you know, going back to There's a Rock for that too. And
yeah.
I look forward to hearing you chat all about that and, you know, how and when you came to the conclusion you were going to bring that back and you know, what people can expect on the show. Can't wait for next Saturday.
Me either.
Awesome sauce. And, you know, if you're new to the show, new to the network, remember you can find all the upcoming shows at psychictalk.net/upcoming. There you go. And, oh, hi, y'all. Charlotte Kornberg, she just popped into the chat room. Bob's in there. Renee's in there. Mary. Hi, everybody. Remember, we're in the chat room, too, thetarotguild.com/chat. So if you ask for a mini reading in the chat room, we'll be happy to read that on air and do it live for you on air. But we'd rather chat with you on the phone. We've got a bunch of people waiting. You ready to go to the phone lines, Mary?
Yes.
Okay, going back to the phone lines, let's see who's out there. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello, hello.
G'day. G'day, it's Bob from the Whitsunday Islands.
Oh, hi, Bob. Oh, my God, it's been a long time. How you been?
Yeah, my life is awesome, my friend. My life is
happy
absolutely
2020.
Awesome.
Wonderful.
Yeah,
happy leap day.
Yeah, I've been leaping around in all the puddles. We've had so much rain up here in Queensland, and it's just awesome because it comes down in lumps the size of your thumb, and it's warm, lumpy rain. So I've been out there with my bar of soap just dancing in the rain.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful.
Yeah, so I'm up for a reading.
Excellent. Anything you want a reading on in particular?
Relationships, love life, that sort of stuff.
Love life.
I've been on my own too long.
Right. It's like, what's going on? Okay.
Yeah. Where are you?
Where is the partner for Bob out there? Jack, should you go first? Should I go first? I can never remember who's on first.
I went first last time, so you get to go first this
okay.
time.
Cool. Well, I'm going to use my Love Notes Oracle because it's all about the love, and let's just see what comes up for Bob on Love Life. Looking at that, look with love. Eight. Ooh. Okay, so this is really, oh my gosh, Bob.
What?
This is good. Well, look, you know, because it's these funny little cards, this little oracle deck here. And so the first thing that comes out is this message that love is coming. So love's coming, Bob. And then, and it says, like, part of how, you know, you connect with this person is to look with love. You know, when you're out and about and around people and stuff, you know, put those put the love visor over your eyes, you know, your imaginary love visor, and just kind of scan around and see where the love is. Also, the number 8 is significant. So that's interesting. That could indicate August. It could be talking about the 8th of a month. It could be saying 8 months from now, 8 weeks from now, but something connected to the number 8 with this. But hey, I think that that's pretty interesting, because not always when I pull these love cards, is it, you know, usually it's like, be patient for love, wait for love, love is on its own time. You know, it's all that kind of like, oh my gosh, so where's it coming? But to have love is coming, the first card that comes up kind of blows my mind. I think that that's significant. And remember the 8, and remember to put your love visors on when you're out and about,
yeah,
especially if it's on the 8 of a date. Let's see what Dax is getting.
Awesome. So, oh my God. So like the very first card I get is the 8 of Cups. And
eight
is the number of abundance in numerology. It's looking really good being the very first card. And, you know, it's got an indication there, you know, where Cups is emotions, and the individual in this card has stacked up the cups and is moving away from the cups, up a hill, onward and upwards, has their traveling cloak and their walking stick, you know, and they're moving onward and upwards, and they've stacked the cups up, meaning what's going on here in this card is they've taken care of the emotional baggage. And sometimes, you have to do that first. Really, you know, anything from past relationships and all that, you got to, you know, settle that once and for all, and then, you know, move onward and upward. And then the rest of the cards are really positive. I mean, there is a little warning about, you know, hanging on too tightly. I don't know what that's referring to specifically, but I got a feeling that, you know, especially if you haven't been dating for a while, you know, that we have a tendency to latch on to the first thing that comes along. So it's a little bit of a warning there, you know. And then some cards talking about hard work, and you know, like this whole thing is not easy, you know, and so it may require a little bit of work there, you know. However, an individual does come in, and they are a fire sign, either an Aries, a Leo, or a Sagittarius. And the very last card is the 8 of Pentacles, and that's the card about work, but that's another 8 abundance. So notice that the entire spread that I did is bookended by the 8 of Cups in the beginning, the very first card, and the very last card is the 8 of Pentacles, both of them being 8s, the number of abundance. So that's looking really good, Mary. I had to put Bob's line on hold because we were getting an echo. Let's bring Bob back on. And are you resonating with any of this?
Sure. Is that any better on the feedback? My life is amazingly abundant. It's mm-hmm. It's how can I put it? I come to realize that what I radiate, I create, and what I've created radiates. So, you know, I'm just radiating joy, and I feel abundant about every breath I take. And it's, you know, it's, yeah, I couldn't ask for more. And I'm really looking forward to having a beautiful partner in my life, because I'm ready. I spent 60 years getting rid of my baggage.
Yeah.
And I reckon I've done a pretty good job.
It's
so
to be
I'm
gone
ready,
by
willing
now.
And able. Yeah. So bring it on. Here I am.
Awesome.
Well,
thanks
for
taking
call,
my
Bob.
Call.
Yeah,
awesome.
Thanks so much for calling.
No worries, mate.
Yeah.
What are you saying, Australia?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, enjoy the rest of your weekend there. And remember, there might be a fire sign in your near future.
Yeah, and that's so weird about the eights. That's so awesome, and what a great number. That's cool.
Yeah, I mean, that's some of the things that professional tarot readers look for. You know, for those listening out there that are interested, we know we have a lot of people that are new to tarot. You know, they want to be tarot readers. They're budding tarot readers, and also people that have been reading for decades too. We have both. You know, but a lot of our audience is made up of that. You know, because after all, you know, we are the Tarot Guild is our sister organization, and so little tidbits like that come out on the show all the time that, you know, there's a significant thing to look for. Is there a book ending situation where, you know, card on either side of the spread has the same number, same suit, same, you know, something like that, you know, that's significant as well. And, you know, that's a lot of abundance, all those eights. I love it. I love it. All righty. So we have a few minutes left. Let's see if we can squeeze in another call or two.
Sounds good.
Who's waiting the longest? Looks like 504. Area code 504. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Is that me?
Yes.
That would be you.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure. Hi. Yes.
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me clearly?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we
What's
can.
What's your name and where
What's
are you calling
your name
from?
And where, yeah,
good.
That's what we're trying
Hi,
to get
name
at
is,
as we ask. Yeah.
My name is Kelly, and I'm calling in regards to, you know, how your gentleman before you saying he's radiating love and all that stuff, and that's what I've been doing, light and just joy and all of that wonderfulness. But at work and one more place, I'm getting just the opposite back, and it's blowing my mind, and I'm letting it bother me. And I'm letting it get to me that it's not – I'm going to still radiate, but it's just blowing my mind, the irrational behavior and how it's coming back at me in a toxic way, yet it bounces off of me, but yet I'm sitting here like today, it's affecting me. And I know better than that.
Right.
Yeah.
If anything that affects you means you have your attention on it. If you have your attention on it, you create intention, which creates attraction. You see, and that, you know, even though we radiate the love we want to experience, even though we radiate what it is we want to attract in, we don't have the control over other people. We only have the control over what we do and how we react to other people. And it's tough because we can slip. And what happens is we're radiating what we want to attract in, but then something like this happens, and then it bothers us. Bothering us, okay, they can't make something bother you. All right.
I know.
That's how
I know
you.
That.
That's how you are. Yes, that is how you.
I know.
Are choosing to. Let me finish, ma'am. That is how you are choosing to react to the situation, and what it sets up is a domino effect and a cyclical effect, because you are choosing to react this way, and because you're letting it bother you. Bothering implies attention, putting your attention on it. Anything we put our attention on, we create an intention, and then we draw it in via the law of attraction. So you draw more of that, the more you worry about it, the more you think about it, the more you're bothered by it. And it's not easy to control these thoughts, okay? But there are a lot of techniques and systems and things that you can use. You could do Google search or YouTube is best, you know, search on YouTube and you can learn all kinds of techniques. Emotional freedom techniques is perfect for tapping away these negative charges so you can get back to radiating what you want to attract in. Okay. So I just wanted to put that out there, and not just for you, but remember, there's thousands of people listening, and they're in the same situation, Kelly. And a lot of us don't realize that we're reacting and attracting.
Okay.
And Kelly, I actually drew a crystal for you. Okay.
Nice.
And you can either, you know, use this crystal and get a crystal of this and work with it, or just think about the message of the crystal. And the crystal is Larimar, Larimar.
Ooh.
It's a beautiful blue stone associated with the throat chakra, right? So that helps with our being able to express our truth and stuff. But really the gift of Larimar is this like sense of peace and tranquility, and it's very connected to the element of water. So I don't know if you live by the water. It's kind of cold, right, to help to, you know, to go to the beach or anything. But I feel like maybe, you know, starting to do some nice, like, you know, self-care with water, a nice bath or, you know, a nice steam or something that's going to help you kind of, you know, release the tension from the other noise. The other thing that comes up to me is also this, that when you radiate that light and that joy and that love, you can easily encounter other people blockages when it comes to their light and their love and their joy. And so there can be friction, and really that often does lead to healing for them. You may never ever realize the way that you shining your light and radiating that love and that joy, you don't know how many people around you that you're healing, even if they can't find a way to express it in a loving way, you know. So just something to keep in mind, okay?
Well, may I tell you something?
Yes.
That absolutely. I do work on it every day. I don't try to react out in public. It's all internal. I soak in hot bath and meditate almost every day. I meditate two or three times a day. But soaking in the hot along with doing exercises in there, along with doing meditation, including all kinds of things, including the Ho'oponopono. I'm so sorry.
Good.
Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I have white angel oil that I put on both wrists every morning, my throat chakra and my third eye, saying no negative energy shall penetrate me or will affect me. You know, I do this every single day. I have salt and crystals around my desk.
Love it. Love it. You know, and so look, you're working your light, you know, you are. And look, we have a world of hurt out there, and the people that are willing to work their light, you're going to be running into those elements out there that are so starved for that.
Right. I don't want to lose my job over this. They've turned. I mean, it's just that gaslighting thing. And I just don't know if I'm going to just lose my job over this. It's gotten so toxic. And the young ones want me out so badly. And it sounds like I'm a little baby crying. And I even don't like even discussing it because it sounds so petty. Because nobody's experiencing it, you know what I mean, in that office.
Yeah.
But me. Mm. You know, they've taken all my tasks away. But, oh, my God, it's insane. I mean, I laugh at it in a dark way, because it's just so insane.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. Oh. Well, definitely. You know, you keep taking care of yourself. You keep shining your light, you know. And, you know, I really,
definitely.
You know, things are going to happen the way that they're going to happen. But at least you know that where you're coming from is a very good place. And that's not something to change. But at the same time, be prepared for changes like that. If you really feel intuitively that, you know, your job's going to end up going by the wayside, then, you know, then you have some time to start, you know, preparing for that, to think of other solutions, other opportunities that may be awaiting you. great
nobody's
blessing.
Nobody's got a card or pulling the card or another card or.
Oh, on what? On the job?
Yeah. I mean, what? Am I gonna still
be there?
Are
you're
these
still gonna
the people
have your
gonna
job.
Still attack me? You know, I don't know.
Mm.
I'm just not in a good place today. So I'm really in a good mood, but today it just let me.
Yeah.
I let it bother me, and it bothers me that
yeah.
it bothers me, which is just a rabbit hole that I'm getting out of today. So
right, we go down that rabbit hole. You know what's interesting is I get the Fool card that comes up. This is anything could happen. So I wouldn't write everybody off immediately or assume, you know, that it's going to go by the wayside. And the other thing that's coming up is the Temperance card.
Mm-hmm.
Temperance, you know,
mm-hmm.
find that,
mm-hmm.
find that middle way, find your
right.
center in the midst of all of it. But
right.
as far, you know, the other card I got was the Ten of Pentacles. There's like no cards to me except for the Fool card indicating like, hey, anything could happen with the Fool card, you know, but it also
mm-hmm.
represents new beginnings, new opportunities, but I'm not getting any cards that are saying like, ah, you know, if she's getting the axe, you know, so I don't feel like that's something that may happen immediately. You know what I mean? If in fact it does,
mm-hmm.
but I feel like that openness of the Fool, the being willing to take the leap and, you know, that idea of like, hey, you know, are you really where you want to be despite all of those people? You know, would that still be your ideal situation if things were different? Or is there something that you, you know, haven't taken the leap of faith and ventured out into that maybe you've wanted to and it's been in the back of your mind? I would think about, you know, those kind of things.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Thanks for the call, Kelly. And, you know, I was just letting you run with that, Mary, because you were doing such a fabulous job, you know.
I just went on and on.
As you,
sorry about that.
Yeah, but as you were talking to Kelly, you know, I mean, I pulled some cards and I got the Five of Wands, you know, the rivalry, the situation, the
yeah.
competitiveness, the thing, it's not going to go away. All right.
Mm-hmm.
But the cards that I got with it are the King of Cups and the Knight of Swords. The King of Cups is the most emotionally stable, balanced, and rock solid of the cards. And that King of Cups, you know. And so it's
yeah.
adopting that energy along with the Knight of Swords. You know, swords are thoughts and ideas. And the Knight of Swords is literally the archetypal warrior. So it's like becoming a warrior of thought. Controlling your own thoughts and reactions to the situation. So it's like you don't have control over what they're going to do. It's going to continue. The only thing that, you know, that you can do is become a warrior of thought, you know, develop those skills and techniques and modalities and things to help you maintain the King of Cups energy, maintain that emotional stability. Not, you know, in the traditional Waite-Smith version of the card, the King is sitting on like a stone throne. It's very solid. Nothing's moving. And then there's water all around him, and the water is turbulent, and it's in it. And there's fish and ships and, I mean, just all kinds of things, you know, being thrown around and every, you know, there's craziness all around him with this, you know, the rough waters and seas, but he's calm and rock solid and focused and, you know, just sitting there on this solid throne, you know, and that's the situation that Kelly finds herself in. With this chaos going on, and she needs to be the Knight of Cups. Yeah.
Yeah. So true.
That's right. So, do we have time for one more call?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, we're at the end of the show here, so if we don't get to your call today, remember you call in on Monday for Catherine's show. I'll be back on Friday with Dr. Rose, and Mary will be here next Saturday with her brand new show. There's a Rock for That. And, you know, way back when you create that show, everybody was running around going, well, you know, there's an app for that.
Right.
and so Mary said, hey, did you know there's a Rock for Everything too?
Rock for That.
That's where
and
that
there
comes
is.
From.
There is
and
a
there
Rock
is a,
for
there is a,
everything.
A crystal or a mineral or something, you know. Oh, my God. Let's see. Who's been waiting the longest? It looks like area code 929. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. My name is I'm calling from Brooklyn, New York.
I didn't catch that at all.
Brooklyn, New York. Tivana.
Brooklyn. And can you say your name a little louder? I can't quite make your name out.
Tivana. Tivana. C-E-V-O-N-A.
Tivana. Tivana.
Tivana. Yes,
Tivana.
Ah, oh, got it. Okay.
Cool.
I think there was a T like that, the Tivana T. So what's
love
going
it
on with you today? Happy Leap Day.
I don't even know. I've got so much going on. All right, I want to ask about, I want to be a writer. Like, I knew this my whole life. I'm 28 years old. And it's like every 2 years I'm having a child. I'm almost 5 months pregnant. I have a 2-year-old. Well, he'll be 2 in May, and then I have a daughter. She'll be 5 in October. And I do, like right now, they're sleeping. Would it be any success in me writing? I want to write a book about things I've been through, and I also want to do like a children's book, like, because I read to them. And it's like, you know, as I'm reading, I'm like, I can, you know, make up my own little stories. So could you see any success in that?
Any success in being a writer?
Yes.
Okay.
Awesome. And, you know, I did want to throw out there, it seems like, you know, like with your kids, their ages and the whole dynamic, it's like every 3 years thing, you know, 3 is the number of creativity and communication, and it just looks like you're you know, living through those kind of cycles because you are such a creative person, you know. And the cards tell me to, hey, go for it, you know, follow your passion, the Knight of Wands, you know, I mean, literally following your passion, you know, and it can end up really good because the very last card is the Ten of Pentacles, and that's that, you know, really positive, abundant card, financial stability, and you know, great family life too, and things along those lines. Now, in between, however, there's a ton of work. I typically like to take the caller's exact question, especially when they do like a yes or no, which you did, and just ask yes or no. And so I asked yes or no, and I got the ever-present maybe, you know. You know, can this happen? Can this be successful and so forth? And, you know, it could go either way right now. And, you know, when I don't get a strong answer, when I don't get a strong, like, 4 out of 5 yes cards or 5 out of 5 yes cards, when I get, you know, 2 or 3 yes cards, that's telling me that, hey, there's more to be done in order for the momentum to point at an outcome that's really, really positive. That's what it's telling me. I'm getting a lot of 5 cards, a lot of cards about rivalry, and there's stiff competition in writing and so forth. But if you really want it to happen, you can make it happen. The people that are successful realize that, number one, they realize that they have the power. And the only major arcana card showing up here is the Magician card, which is literally about that. Mastery
you
of,
said
the magician card. Yes, yes, manifesting. The mastery of the material world, creativity and originality, using your willpower and self-confidence. So
yeah,
it's a combination of yeah, it's a realization that, you know, you need to, in order for this to happen, you have to realize your own power, develop your self-confidence, develop your craft, allow your creativity and originality to come out, because that's what successful is original. You can have 1,000 people writing on the same topic, but, you know, if somebody creates something original. And then the Knight of Wands, again, following your passion, sticking with it, going for it. That's how you're going to be successful. What are you getting, Mary?
You know, the cards I get, I think, are really interesting. The Judgment card with the Ace of Pentacles, I feel like it's saying, like, you do have a gift for this, okay? But, look, it's going to take balance. We have the Justice card saying, like, okay, like, the way forward with this is to take it away from being a fantasy and to roll our sleeves up and get to work every day, every day. Set yourself a schedule. Make sure you have balance. You've got kids. I know what it's like. It's hard to, like, you know, kind of keep our balance sometimes with, you know, with kids. But look, you know, I feel that, you know, if you figure out a way to just set aside a little bit of time, I've got the Knight of Pentacles that comes up here in the center. So it's like slow and steady is going to win the race. Just start, you know, making yourself like a plan. It's like, okay, you know, even if it's only one day a week, if you can't do every day, if you can't set aside an hour to just write down your ideas, write down whatever comes to mind, any little bits of stories, and then you can kind of go back and rework those. So, yeah, I think you have a gift for this. I think you can be successful doing this, but we've got to roll our sleeves up and get down to business.
Yeah, I get it. I agree. I definitely agree.
Awesome.
Even with the kids, like right now they're sleeping. They've been asleep for like 2 hours. I could have been writing, and I'm just like on Facebook and listening to the show, and I could have been writing. But also,
well,
I have cutting fingers in both hands. Does that play a part on me, like, not writing as much as I used to? Like, when
good
I was younger, more so, I wrote more. Like, I wrote, like, poems. But, like,
right.
It's like, you know, as you get older, teenagers and everything, going through so much stuff, I just, like, it's, like, in my head, but it's, like, I'm not grabbing no pen and no paper, but I'm thinking about this all the time, at all times, every time I read a book.
Yeah.
Every time I read my homework. If they're watching cartoons, like, I'm always thinking of it, but I'm never ever writing anything.
Start carrying a journal, just a little note. Book, you know, or, you know, one of those, like, you know, subject notebooks that you can get for, like, you know, a dollar. I just have one handy. Put one of those cheap little notebooks in every single room. Like, believe me, I'm a writer. I've got boxes and boxes of notebooks that I just, you know, wrote here, wrote there. I kept a notebook in every room of my house. I always had one in my purse. You just write that right down on a napkin. It's better. Notebooks are better than napkins, I can tell you that much. You know, like, napkins get crumbled up, you blow your nose, and there goes your masterpiece, you know. But yeah, it's just like, have it handy instead of, like, you know, you could have the greatest story in your head, but nobody's going to get to read it unless you put that pen to paper. And, you know, or you can use a computer, but for some people, the process of, like, writing it out makes it flow.
Because of the carpal tunnel, I should just, like, you know, make voice notes, and I'm just like, no, I'm going to write it. Like, you know, I'm in pain. I just put the pen down for that and get back to, like, I like writing. It's just, like, a big old do a lot.
Just,
also,
come on. You can do it. Just do it. Like the old Nike, you know, commercials. Just do it. Make a promise to yourself.
Yeah.
Wow,
awesome.
Okay. Yeah.
But also, you said to put a book in every room, right?
Yeah, like a little notebook.
No, I understand what you're saying. But we're in a shelter. I live in a hotel room.
Well, then that's even more simple.
Just more simple.
Yeah.
Do you see us getting out of here? Well, am I going to still be here when I have the baby? Like, we've been here for 21 months. Like, my son was here between me. I came in this hotel. I was 8 months pregnant. Like, will I be here when I have the new baby? And before that, I was in a domestic violence shelter for, like, 3.5-4 months. And then I got discharged from there because I stayed out too late. And then they switched. I had to go back to the base. Then they switched me here. And I've been here ever since. But I've seen 11 apartments, and it's just like either they take another client or they take I have a voucher. They take a cash client or they take someone else. So, like, I don't know if it be just humans, 12 apartments is like, you know, it's still hope. Like, I know I'm going to get out, but would I have the new baby in here? Because that would be drastic.
Yeah.
That plays a part in me not writing either, even though I feel like this would be the time. These last 2 years, I should have been, like, writing like crazy, really. But I just was so, like, everything is I just want to get out. And it's very depressing on top of still trying to be strong for the kids. And their dad, he's not much help, but he's depressed and stressed, and his living situation isn't, you know, the best either. But, like, I really do not want to have this baby in this room. I mean, if that happens, I'll deal with it, but do you see me out of here before the baby's born, or?
Dax, did you want to pull some cards on that?
I hope.
Honestly, Mary, we're really out of time here. I literally put the tarot deck away because, you know, it's usually one question per caller, and this is our last caller. So.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah. But, you know, you could, you know, feel free to call back in, and there's, you know, so many other opportunities during the week to call in on shows. You know, Monday we'll be back. I'll be back, I'm sorry, on Friday. Mary will be back on next Saturday, you know. But, yeah, we got a really
So it's the
I
same show, same
but,
number?
Same
it's
phone
same
number,
number
same
different
time.
Show.
Different shows, yeah. Different shows.
Oh, okay. But
yeah.
Thank you so much. That was great. I'm gonna try and start today. Tonight.
Awesome. Thanks so much
for calling
and definitely call back in, and we'll take a look at those other things for you.
I will. Thanks. Have a good night.
Too.
Awesome. So that was a lot of fun. Great calls and the topic and just everything. I love the legal information. Yeah.
It's leap day. Woohoo.
Leap day. And I can't wait for your show next Saturday. And I understand you've got new, really cool intro and outro music for your show. And that's going to premiere as well.
Oh, yeah. My son, Dominic, was incredibly generous with his own original music, letting me use a little bit of that from the intro and outro to my show. Luckily, he doesn't charge me royalties.
Yeah.
But I'm such a big fan of his music anyway, so it's like, I'm like, can I just borrow a little bit of your music for my radio show? So he's pretty cool to his old Bob.
I can't wait to hear that next week, let me tell you. And thanks to all of our callers and listeners. We don't have a show without you. And thank you, Mary, for being here.
Well, thank you, Dax. And thanks to everybody who called in and who's listening out there and in the chat room. Happy Leap Day, everybody. Enjoy your Saturday.
Bye, everybody. Enjoy the rest of the weekend, and I'll see you on Friday. Bye, everyone. Good night, John Boy.
Bye, Jack.